coming back home and taking a look at the JSE's performance, very much in line with that negative global momentum today. The All Share down 0.8%, with the Resources 10 component pulling back 0.65%, Financial 15 about 1% softer, as was the Industrial 25. Joining me in studio now for a closer look at the equity space, Nolwandle Ntombene from Mergence Investment Managers. Thanks so much, Nolwandle, for joining us in studio today. So we've got investors refusing to accept that more rate cuts aren't coming, having priced in at least two more still this year, with one at each remaining meeting being forecast. Where are your expectations sitting at this stage of the game?
So I think, like much of the investors that are out there, we're wondering whether the Fed actually believes that the U.S. is about to enter into recession. And if you look in terms of the U.S. retail sales, the figures came out last week, they were actually better than expected at 0.7. So the data is saying that the consumer's out there still spending and is not worried about a recession. So in terms of, are they still looking at data and are they data-driven? And that's the question that's been key in the last couple of months. So
what would you, in that context, be looking at specifically come tomorrow with so much focus on the Jackson Hole conference?
I think the tone of the meeting and exactly what is his focus areas on. I mean, I know he's going to talk a lot about in terms of global trade, but you know, where are the focus? What is his focus on? Is it still the U.S. economy? So if most of his speech is around the U.S. economy and not against the trade tensions and the trade global environment, then that depends. So the key focus points in terms of what he's talking about shows you at least where they're thinking at and what they're looking at the most, given that at this point they should either be data-driven or they actually be following the global trend.
That's the picture globally, right? Right now, within that global context, how do you interpret or digest local news that's been filtering through? We've had National Treasury saying it wants government departments to draft plans to slash their budgets over the next 3 years, beginning with 5% cuts in 2020, 6%, and then 7% for the consecutive years thereafter. Are the markets paying any attention?
Yes, they are, because we have become under extreme pressure from all the investors globally. So we've got the IMF being, you know, pointed at us saying that, you know, they're probably going to need to bail us out, and they've confirmed that that's not the case. And then we've also got Moody's also warning, and then ESCOM is also in the headlights, you know. So we have a lot of, you know, negative sentiments following through given our macro condition right now. So everybody is looking in terms of what is the Treasury doing? The budget needs to be stabilized. Is it going to collapse? Is ESCOM going to get under control? So even us as local investors here, we are looking at what the government is doing. And is there signs that the economy in the state is going to actually improve? Or are we going to go back to 0% growth?
Yeah, of course, ESCOM, a big factor for a player like Exxaro. Mm. It was out with results today, declaring a special dividend on top of the interim dividend. And this despite lower than contracted volumes being taken up by ESCOM for its Medupi power stations. How are you feeling about Exxaro at this stage?
I think it just shows the importance of diversity. So if you strip out the results of what they did in terms of the coal operations, the real swing in the results came from the investment in the iron ore and iron ore with the Sishen mine. So if it wasn't for that, you've seen the results would have been quite bad. And coal has not done well. It's been down over 30% year to date. So without the diversity and having the investments in iron ore exposure, the results would look different. So I think that's what's necessary in this environment, to be more diversified. And coal's still going to be under pressure for a while, but we hope that coal prices can recover soon.
And yet, some were disappointed in the payout of only 60 or 65% of the capital raised from that Tronox sale, as opposed to a full 100%. Were you disappointed as well? Because as you've said, you know, this is a company that one would assume needs to keep its powder dry, given the current climate and where coal is headed longer term, needing to make investments to grow this into a business for the future.
I think any investor should be looking at this and should praise, you know, a prudent, responsible management team. So if it was geared, it would be the opposite. People would be complaining. But really, you know, so what do you want from the company management to do? So I'd rather have a company stocking up cash in a very, very dire situation where the commodity prices are going against them. And then at least if they've got plans to deploy it, they probably will. But in this hyper environment that we're in, you know, gearing is not favorable. And if you can have some cash on your balance sheets, rather stick with that, and then the returns will come through basis for shareholders.
Because you never know when it's going to hit. Ask Mr. Price, top
exactly.
Or worst performer on the top 40 index today, declining 13.7%. The market's clearly just not having expected this much distress on its balance sheet as a result of a distressed consumer market.
Yes. So, I mean, the key thing you need to realize about this capital environment is that, you know, this is not like the GFC, you know, where in 2008, back then the economy bounced back immediately. This time around, it's a completely different environment from the consumer because we're not bouncing back as quickly and we don't know when it will happen. And that's what's happening with Mr. Price. So the recovery will take time. And I think they should continue to expect some more negative prints and sales being slowing down until the economy gets its act together.
Yeah. Amidst it all, what's your stock pick?
And Peregrine. So I try to look, you know, go away from anything consumer-facing company, and at least they, you know, have got some a little bit of downside protection in that they've got annuity earnings there, and they've got, you know, Peregrine Capital, some hedge funds which are very good and performing well in the last couple of months. So that would be my stock pick.
One to look at. Let's leave it there, Noel Wandle. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Noel Wandle and Tom Benny is with Mergence Investment Managers. What's your stock pick?
And Peregrine. So I try to look, you know, go away from anything consumer-facing company, and at least they, you know, have got some a little bit of downside protection in that they've got annuity earnings there, and they've got, you know, Peregrine Capital, some hedge funds which are very good and performing well in the last couple of months. So that would be my stock pick.
One to look at. Let's leave it there, Noel Wandle. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Noel Wandle and Tom Benny is with Mergence Investment Managers.